Lenten Retreat with Father Don De Castro. Meditation number 4.
The New Evangelization. When Pope Benedict XVI wrote The New Evangelization as a cardinal in the year 2000, he mentioned the fact that there were two defects in the former evangelization being used from the 16th century up to the present, 20th century, 21st century. The first defect, he said, was in the structure and the method, which we have just finished discussing. And the second defect is in the contents of what was being taught during evangelization. So let us summarize the first one, the defect in the structure and the method, and show you the correct way, the correct method, and the correct structure, which consists in this, that first, our Holy Father says, the preacher must be a contemplative. He must be one who has finished his life of repentance, who has developed the four moral virtues perfectly, and thus have received grace together with the three theological virtues of faith, hope, and charity. He's practically a saint, and that's the description of a saint. And then this preacher, who is a contemplative when he preaches, must take one or two more with him, like Saint Paul, always taking a companion along with him, or better still, the example of Christ, who took the whole community, apostolic community, with him. Because the way to evangelize is for Christ to speak what they have to do to save their souls. That's evangelization. To teach them what, that's the first one, what to do to save their souls, and then to show the community to them on how it is actually done, the how. So Christ explained the what, and the apostolic community showed the how, which is precisely the apostolic commission, the instruction Christ gave his apostles before his ascension. Now, if that is the way, that is the method and the structure of evangelization, you will notice that most evangelizers, not all, but most, are not doing either. Most evangelizers are not contemplatives. I'm sure there are some, but most are not. And it's obvious. And secondly, when they preach, they have no community to show the how. So for instance, I'm a preacher, and I tell my listeners, you must love one another. Can I show them a community whom I love, and a community who love one another and loves me? Can I show such an example to my listener so they would know how it is done? I think most of you will agree. In today's evangelization, they are doing neither. And so most people are not evangelized because their evangelization is defective. And to add a little humor to the topic of new evangelization, our Holy Father says that a good evangelization or a good evangelizer is like Christ, who prays at night and preaches during the day. That was the schedule of Christ all the time. He preached during the day and prayed the whole night. Well, did you notice that many of our evangelizer, our preacher, they preach during the day, but they sleep at night. Now, let's go to the contents which Pope Benedict calls essential for new evangelization. In other words, these are the things we are supposed to teach, and actually, we don't have to add anything to this topic which he enumerated. These are the essential topics necessary for salvation. Let us not remove, let us not add anything, but these topics have to be explained perfectly. These are the contents essential for new evangelization that must be addressed or explained fully. The first is a topic of conversion, sometimes referred to as repentance or metanoia. This is actually the most difficult topic to do, to put into practice. Secondly, we talk about after conversion, how a soul enters into the Catholic Church, the entrance into the kingdom of God. That's the time we become Catholics. The third topic is when we enter into the Catholic Church, we are first united with the created soul of the Catholic Church. Keeping in mind, the Catholic Church has two souls. The first one is the created soul of the Catholic Church. And when we enter, we have to be united with Christ. We shall show you how this is done as we explain it using the words of Pope Benedict. After that, an additional to the being united to Jesus Christ, the created soul of the Catholic Church, we have to be united also to the uncreated soul of the Catholic Church. That's the second soul of the Catholic Church, which is the Holy Spirit. Well, ordinarily, if you are united to Christ, you are united to the Holy Spirit and God the Father. But it takes quite some time when you enter the Church to be united to the first, to the second, and to the third persons of the Blessed Trinity. It doesn't happen all at the same time. And we have to be patient, as Holy Father Pope Benedict says. And then the fourth is the moment you find yourself inside the Catholic Church and united to Christ and the Holy Spirit. Then follows number four, contents essential for new evangelization, and that is a treatise on eternal life. And after eternal life, that's it. Those are the four general topics of evangelization. And if we explain this fully and perfectly to our listeners, it could take several years. Because many times we cannot explain it well the first time. And many times the listeners cannot understand it the first time. We have to explain it over and over again so that we ourselves can explain it well. And the listeners have to listen several times over and over again before they can even understand what they are listening to. So those are the four contents of new evangelization. It's no different from what Christ was preaching. It is no different from what the apostles and the fathers of the church were preaching. It is no different from what the Catholic Church had been preaching up to the 14th century. St. Thomas of Aquinas preached it. St. Bernard of Clairvaux preached it. But it sort of disappeared after the 15th century and was changed by an evangelization that was so different from the classical or from the original. And that erroneous evangelization still persists up to this very moment. And that's why the Holy Father has called the Year of Faith starting September, in the hope that the new evangelization, the true teaching of the Catholic Church, would be imparted in the minds of Catholics. And so the duties of the bishops and the priests, which we are trying to help in today's program, is to check if each Catholic layman has the true faith, because their eternal salvation depends on that. Quoting St. Augustine, his favorite saint, Pope Benedict reminds bishop and priest, remember that you are supposed to be the evangelizer of the people of the whole world. With the words of Christ, St. Augustine commented on the words, "Tend my sheep," an order Christ gave to his Pope, which the Pope always does and never fails, which Christ directed towards the bishops, which sadly some do not do, but many are doing, and which Christ also addressed to the priests, which sometimes they do not zealously accomplish. And St. Augustine, commenting on the text of St. John, says, you know, when Christ said, "Stand my sheep," it means that every bishop and every priest should be willing to suffer and undergo great sufferings for their sheep. And this suffering does not exclude the giving up of your life, because, quoting again St. Matthew, we are reminded, violence of God is suffering. It is the cross. We cannot give life to others. We, priests and bishops, we cannot give the life of grace to others without giving up our own lives.